The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I am your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's the 20th of March, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours. Coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Looks like Amazon's ready to get their game on in the gaming world. That's because they've launched a cross-platform competitive gaming service for developers. The service is actually called Amazon Game On, and it's going to let developers add eSport-like competitions for mobile, PC, and console games. And of course, you could win super-duper prizes. What are those super-duper prizes? Well, how about a free Amazon Echo Dot? Of course, it's all really about the competition and helping eSports grow, which a lot of people are saying could be a multi-billion dollar business by 2020. So that's the real reason why Amazon's getting their game on. It's money. Hey, speaking of money and games, Facebook said, oh, wait a minute, Amazon's doing something today. Okay, we got something too. Though this is Facebook more or less investing in the creator community so that they can put content on their network. Yesterday, the company announced a whole bunch of new creator features. One of the biggest, given the ability for fans to support creators with monthly payments. Yes, sounding like Patreon, doesn't it? Yeah. Fans, of course, will receive exclusive content as the reward for their donation. And fans can even display the badge saying, hey, we love this stuff and we donate, or at least something like that. As for what the creators do, well, it could be anything. Gaming, of course, exclusive videos, even podcasts. Seems Facebook's pretty much saying come one, come all. Because remember, if you do donate to these things, Facebook will get a little percentage of that. The iPhone X. Yeah, nobody gives a crap. But that isn't stopping Apple from putting out a gold one. Nope. Now, yes, one would think that since this thing hasn't been a big success, and although Apple hasn't really said it's been pretty much given that it hasn't been, you would think they wouldn't issue anymore. Well, apparently Tim Cook's in.
We are pushing forward.
Yes, the blush gold color seems to still be a go. At least according to Ben Geeskin. You might know him. He's kind of a well-known leaker of Apple stuff. That's because he tweeted out a photo of an iPhone X, and yes, as you could probably see, it was gold. He tweeted out that this device is in production with codename D21A. And then further went on to say that, yes, this color is real. Mind you, though, Benny Boy hasn't been 100%. Nah, he's had a reputation for kind of leaking dummy screens and screen protectors and accessories that have nothing to do with iPhones, even though he thought they did. Then again, though, I wouldn't put it against Apple. They've been full of bad decisions lately. Hey, you ready for the HTC Vive Pro headset? Well, get some money ready, because it's going to set you back $799. Wow. Pre-orders are actually starting today, and they're expecting to have these things in your hands, or shall we say, on your face, by April 5th. However, though, if you say, I can't really do that, the current Vive system will actually be going down to $499. Yep, that's cutting $100 off the original price tag, and a little easier to swallow over $799. And finally, today is so cute and cuddly. I'm talking about panda bears. I love panda bears. And seriously, if they wouldn't try to kill me, I'd probably try to keep one as a pet. Particularly now that I know they can neutralize cyanide. Yes, apparently their bodies can neutralize cyanide. You know, that poisonous chemical that, you know, just pretty much you smell and then you're dead. Yeah, it didn't have any effect on them. That's because raw bamboo contains cyanide. Ah, yes. And you might remember seeing a whole bunch of footage of pandas sitting there chawing away on that bamboo. Yeah. Since they eat it pretty much day in, day out, and if they could eat it 24 hours a day, they probably would, they pretty much become immune to it. That's probably why you don't see humans chowing down on raw bamboo. Now, when you cook the bamboo, of course, then, apparently the cyanide disappears. The pandas, however, though, apparently absorb about 65% of the cyanide that's found in the bamboo. Then they turn about 80% of that absorbed cyanide into a less toxic chemical called theocyanate, which, as you could probably guess, they just pee that right on out. No, I don't think there's any studies being done about pandas' urine and seeing how it could contradict the side effects or the effects of cyanide. But hey, I'm sure there's some scientists out there saying, yo, give me some panda pee. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, of course, our official website powered by uk2.net. That's where you find our podcast, blog, and reviews all happening over there. Go check it out right now. Also, check us out on Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. But don't forget about our BTN Slack room with our BTN community. If you're not a part of it, we'd love to have you. Come on over right now, britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back on Thursday. Yep, no hump day edition this week, boys and girls. We'll be getting caught up, though, with the best technology news we'll have in over the next 48 hours. But until then, have yourself a wonderful and glorious Tuesday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.